FW Mobile.
India.
The call sign, it's KN4TFW. Yeah, just pulling out of subdivision, headed to work. And that's a rainy, rainy day.
I know you're driving it, but gotta make up my pay bills.
I can.
My name is Robert. That is correct.
Where are you located at? It sounds like you're a little bit far from the repeater.
I'm in Rock Hill, South Carolina. About 58, 64 miles from Spartanburg.
Yeah, roger. Then if you're in Rock Hill, then I guess you're doing fine making the repeater.
I've got into it a whole lot better than this, but unfortunately, my antenna ain't up in the air that good yet.
We're in Greer, South Carolina, between Spartanburg and Greenville.
Not too close to Taylor's.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm getting ready to go to Taylor's.
I used to go see a friend down in Taylor's off of 295.
Raining over here. How about over at your house?
I don't know. I ain't been outside any. Been working on my 440 antenna all night long.
Gonna straighten out the way you like it?
Not exactly. I'm working on the gum match right now. Gotta build 16 of them, so figure out where to go.
Actually up this early in the morning?
In the wintertime I am, but in the summertime, spring, summertime, I'm usually just getting up about this time, getting ready to change my sleeping pattern so I can start going to bed normal time and getting up early in the morning.
Yeah, roger, roger. I was going to say there's usually about four or five of us that are meet on here in the morning between about 5:15, 5:45 and that. You're welcome to join us. We're just rag tuning in the morning, seeing how everybody's day is going to go.
I was on here last night, listening to y'all. I couldn't get into the repeater because my SAC 13B2s was turned the other way when turned my beam the other way, and I couldn't get into the repeater, but I heard y'all talking.
POT Mobile.
Yeah, good morning, Tim. We got another person with us this morning. It's Robert out of Rock Hill.
Robert, name here is Tim. Hope you're doing well this morning.
I'm doing real good. Hope you are.
Stay dry. Not being very successful with that over the past several days.
It's supposed to be doing this raining for next 3 days, I believe. Counting the day. So be messy.
Coming down over your way?
Yeah, man, it's coming down so hard I can barely hear you on the radio. It, with all the noise the rain's making on the truck, it's really hard to copy you guys.
That stuff must be getting ready to come on. Of course, I don't know. You're east of me. But yeah, it's not raining too bad over here. I mean, I got my wipers on medium right now, but they're keeping up just fine.
It's with Ed yesterday, and Eddie said he just got done early, but he was doing all right.
Well, hey, we miss him, but glad he's he got wrapped up and back to the house already.
A cookout at work today. Just feeding us hot dogs and hamburgers for our safety kickoff for this week.
But, they might be moving that one indoors, huh?
We got a big covered area in the employee entrance thing. That's usually where they cook, so rain won't hurt them none. KN4TFW. Yesterday, Tim, did those projects show up like they were supposed to?
TOT. Oh, that's a negative. I had one of them show up as I was leaving. So it did get there. So we'll probably poke around at it today a little bit. And then one of the big ones, it did not. It actually had another issue come up that it's like an RV-style bus, and it was having some issues with water getting into it from all the rain and stuff, so it was it had to go to a body shop first, get some of that stuff taken care of. So that one got delayed, and yeah, it was kind of a crazy day yesterday with just different things happening, you know, and not happening. You know, stuff not showing up, but then other things showing up unexpectedly. So it was a little bit of a whirlwind for sure.
Yeah, they called me last night checking on a part, making sure that we had it because they were having some issues. But fortunately, I had it. Didn't have to courier or anything last night.
Let's see, and your wife, she worked a double yesterday, right? And she got another one coming up.
Yeah, she's got to work this evening, and then she got to work another double tomorrow. And then, fortunately, she'll be off on Friday and Sunday this week.
So, man, that'll be nice, taking those days off after this crazy start to a week. Man, I know that's a lot of stuff going on for her in the very beginning.
Hey, Robert, you still out there? Come on in here.
Still here listening.
Our dad this morning, he must have got done early again.
Put it away somewhere.
Tonight, at least it'll be the last night for all that math. Boy, I'll be glad to be done with that part.
For that. I think in the rains, but well, I guess maybe the worst of the rains this morning, right?
Weather I watched said heavy rain today and heavy rain on Thursday and then like about a 70% chance tomorrow, I believe.
I think if you were going to have to deal with mess going to that class or not, but hopefully it won't be too bad then. Close by your house, though?
Yeah, it's only maybe it's 4 miles. It's just right in downtown Greer.
That makes that convenient for sure.
4 miles, but man, it takes you about 20 minutes that time of day.
Yeah, roger that. I got the same thing over from my house. If you hit it, you time it wrong, and you can easily double and triple your time.
Even when she has to work in the morning, if she leaves at, you know, it's normally about a 15-minute trip. If she leaves at 8 o'clock, man, it's a 30-minute trip. I'm coffee drinking this morning for some reason.
And I ain't paying mobile.
There he is. Good morning, Ed. We got a new one with us this morning, Robert out of Rock Hill.
Well, good morning, Robert. Come on in and join us anytime and all the time. How's things going, guys?
See ya.
At KK4POT.
Dry this morning.
Tried that. It ain't work. Not for me.
Done with the dog situation.
Fine. That pit didn't get to him. That lab got between him and that pit bulldog. We had to put the lab down.
Hear that?
Two pits, they're no longer on this earth. They might be in dog pound heaven, but they ain't here.
Buddy Strays?
No, it was my sister's pit that she got years ago, and their attitude and everything had changed, and we done told her that that she needed to get rid of them, and she wouldn't do it, and they had shock collars on them, but apparently the batteries were bad, and they took off and went over to my son's house.
Never tell, and that how those dogs are going to act. I know I had a child when my grandkids were born, and that, and she hadn't been around any little kids, and she didn't like it too good. And I tried to convince myself that she wouldn't hurt one of them, but just couldn't do it. So I had to have her put down. Sure enough,
I find my sister another dog. I don't know what. I'm probably gonna try and get her a little old small lap dog. The lab got between him and that pit. Oh, I tell you, I'd have hunted those dogs down and killed them with my bare hands if I had to, if they'd have bit him.
Sandra, though, I'm just telling y'all, mate, if it happened to me, if the bulldog was coming after my son and you had to put them down, I wouldn't find no other dog for her, because she, like you said, you told her, you warned her, and she didn't want to listen. I wouldn't find no other dog for her.
She's 79, and her husband died several years ago, so dog give her a little bit of company. I don't mind getting her a little old lap dog, but I think the only reason she wouldn't get rid of them is because my oldest grandson got them for years ago, and I think that was the main reason she couldn't turn them loose. But don't have to worry about that issue anymore.
Well, I can understand that too.
But it's been raining so hard tonight that I didn't know if I was going to get washed away or float away.
Man, it was raining so hard a while ago when I was trying to talk to Jim and that you couldn't hardly hear the radio for all the rain beating on the truck. KN4 TFW.
It's been hard over there.
Over here all night long, KN4NAP. Come on in here, Tim.
Just actually getting ready to pull up now, just trying to navigate this off-ramp. I got a ton of traffic this morning, and this rain ain't helping nothing. But anyway, let me hop out of here and get this day rolling. So it was good to hear everybody. 7-3 is everybody. Hope you have a fantastic day, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
Jim, I'm glad you made it in safe. Be careful going home.
7-3, Tim. Catch you in the morning.
Hey, Tim. Catch you in the morning. With your boy India, Yankee India.
Last tonight, don't you?
Yeah, Roger. It's the last class for that math and that. Boy, I'll be glad to get done with that chapter. I hate that chapter.
Ain't gonna be as bad as you think it is.
It doesn't. I get really sleepy when I have to sit in a meeting or in class or something. And if you're not holding my attention real good, man, I struggle.
Believe me, I know the feeling. Working today, is he off?
Well, I believe when yesterday I got the impression he was working today, but maybe something come up and he had to take off.
Get in here now in a minute, too, because I'm headed to the house.
Good deal. You got done on time in all this rain. I'm about 2 or 3 minutes out myself.
Just going to tie clothes on. That's the main thing right now.
Well, hey, we got a new one with us, Robert, out of Rock Hill.
Rain outside.
I don't even know. It's coming down in buckets.
Oh, boy. That's ridiculous.
Boggy over here in Piedmont.
I can't hear the rain hitting the belt. I wonder if it's kind of a drizzle around here in Malvin.
Four over this way.
Might be doing that in a while. And the fog's coming. That's not nice.
Did somebody say yesterday the lake was full?
Or today?
The lake is over full.
Why does it creep quite a bit when that happens?
Here, I'm going to tell everybody 73. Hope to catch everybody again in the morning. Robert, sure was good to meet you and talk to you this morning, Annette, and come on back with us anytime. We're usually here 5 days a week, same time. Annette, so I'll say 73, and you guys have a good one. KN4TFW.
You have a good one, Ken. Hopefully catch you in the morning, 73 studio, and I'm going to go ahead and sign because I'm back in my driveway. So, Al, you have a good one. Robert, you have a good one. Hope to talk to you in the morning. You guys have 73 sent your way. Have a good one, KM4NAP.
To both of y'all.
Hey, Al.
Much as you can. Talk to you tomorrow.
With
the boy in here.
Come here.
Man, you.
I sleep very hard because we're a long ways from the mic right now. I can't believe how nasty. I mean, I wish this rain would stop.
Well, just imagine next month, March rain. Right around the corner.
I was wondering if we're going to get a cold snap or get some ice next. About 6 o'clock in the morning.
5:40.
40, huh? All right. So pretty soon it'll be 6. Well, my alarm goes off at 6:06.
On my phone.
Sound about right. And I'll be monitoring to see who stops in. Honestly, listen, I just wanted to say hello to you and all that. KI4MLN, I'll say 73 for now, and I'll be on. I'll be listening.
Good to see you. With the boy in the Yankee, I'm here.
And I didn't hear you come back. I thought, uh-oh, he didn't wake up. I'm doing all right. It's raining. I hate driving in the rain.
The COPD gets a little scary, but I'm still living with it.
I just have a hard time seeing real well, even with the glasses up.
And coming down, it's coming down real hard. It's really nasty.
I'm getting clipped here right now, so I'll probably take as much of the freeway as I can today.
Wood.
My business partner, his truck's being worked on, and it's a lot of crooked roads all the way across Keene Creek. It's just not a fun road to drive.
App on iPhone that shows the roads, and one of my friends, we were up in New York State, going toward New York State one time. We went out through there, and luckily he saw the curve on the iPhone. We almost went off to over a 150-foot cliff.
Yeah, somewhat. I've been riding the crooked roads for over 20 years down here now. Cane Creek is just extremely dark, and it's difficult when it's not raining. So it's just a slow ride, that's all.
You know the roads, and you, believe it or not, if you know the roads, you can do it without looking at it.
I know the road very well, but it's still something you got to be a little extra cautious with.
Because you got to remember, you got to make sure you know exactly the speed you're going, because that's the key. You know, if you know what speed you're going, When I drove a race car one time, trying to learn to drive one, I found the biggest problem without sight was to figure out how far to turn a wheel, how fast.
Well, that's because I'm just coming off my road behind the mountain here, a little bit in the shadow. So it'll get better the further I get into town. I'm about 6 miles out of town.
You got to learn how far to turn the wheel without sight. And I should have learned when a buddy of mine wanted to take me out the back roads, let me practice it with the feel, let me feel the wheel while he's driving a certain speed so we could feel it.
People nowadays, they drive with their bright lights on, or they've got these silly blue, super bright LED lights that are, you know, they're great for when you're sitting behind the wheel, but the guy coming towards you, they're not so good.
Also, they can reflect in a mirror. Sometimes a friend of mine did that, so I got ticked off one day at a guy, and I said, you know what, I'm getting tired of this. So I just took a mirror and shined it right in his light. My friend showed me where the light was. I said, I'll teach him. I just shined his light. I gave it right back to him.
I do that with my side view mirrors if I'm on the freeway and somebody's behind you with their bright on, or even behind you on a road. Take that little electric mirror and you can put that light right back in their face.
I did that one time with a buddy of mine. I said, I'll teach him. Oh, it just so happened the guy was right. We was legally blind, so it made it a little bit tough. We got two blind people in the car. It was kind of confusing.
That worked out, but I'm glad I wasn't in the back seat.
Funny about it, I had driven down that road with him before, and somehow I remembered the road, and I remember where we were, and I warned him. I said, watch out. I said, there's a corner coming up, and sure enough, it was exactly where I said it was.
Up roads for quite a while, you do get used to them, and you know where the curves are and stuff, but anyway, it is what it is. You just drive down the road, slow down a little bit.
Well, I'm glad you're doing okay, because these roads are not nice, and around here, there's some pretty windy roads.
The roads from my house out to town aren't all that bad. The main road that my street connects to is a little bit crooked, but it's not too bad. And Sugarloaf here, which brings me down to the town, it's a little tiny bit crooked, but not much. But Cane Creek is very crooked.
What I want to do, I still get away with it. I want to have a contest with a golf cart. We're going to take a sighted person and a blind person together, legally blind person and a blind person together, and we're going to actually take golf carts. We're going to see if we can keep them straight, and we're going to have a golf cart race and see if we can go a couple hundred feet, see who can beat who without wrecking.
Interesting thing to video.
I practiced it with a buddy of mine, and next year we're gonna do it up at Shelby at the fairgrounds. We're not going to tell them, but we're going to do it, though. I'll let you know. We're going to do it for fun.
Yeah, let me know. I'll bring my video camera or one of my cameras. That should be interesting. So anyway, what do you got on your plate for today, Al?
I thought we could go downstairs and do a little bit of work.
That rain here is going to let up. Unfortunately, we're putting floors in today, so we already brought all the wood into the place yesterday.
What you got to do is just keep working on it.
I'll say again.
Just sit inside and finish it.
It's off here. Let me get up to the light here in about 200 yards. I
guess you guys got to do today is just go ahead and finish it.
330 or 40 square feet to put down, which is very doable for we can do more than that in a day, so I'm fairly certain we'll probably get it all done today.
How's the floor? Is it real bad?
Not exactly what you call good at all. It's and we told them to put another layer of subfloor down, but they didn't want to listen, so we'll figure it out. We'll get it down.
Check mine out. There's old tape on the floor where the building's out, but I think it's, they have self-leveling concrete, a subfloor solid right here, so I probably couldn't do that. I don't know if there's enough meat on the subfloor to actually take a plane and actually plane it. I don't know. We'll have to, I'll have to come over and look one day.
Now, boy, I'll tell you what, it's raining pretty good over here on the freeway.
It's getting foggy too, they said, so kind of watch out.
You could see the end of the hood of my street.
And the funny thing is, you know, people think bright lights help. They really don't help in that stuff that much.
I got the bright light people and the blue light people and the, all that nonsense.
Oh, yeah, because you're getting down in where you're going to probably have trouble here. I mean, I got some issues here with, I got some interference somewhere around here nailing this my signal a little bit, so you're probably hearing all the garbage on it.
I'll copy on you, buddy. It won't be another mile or so here where I'll lose you. So I'll just say have a good one now, and we'll probably catch you maybe in the morning at D7J Mobile.
Try clear.